议程四，香港仔街市及熟食中心现代化计划。这个议程是由司马文先生提出，环境卫生文件45/2021号。好欢迎以下政府部门代表及机构出席会议，参与议程四的讨论。建筑署高级工程策划经理335谢乐文先生，以及工程策划经理360黄星林先生，以及唐茂士建筑设计事务所董事黎德章先生。咁喺度有请阿司马文议员简介下有关嘅议题嘅。
Yes, so, the Aberdeen market, I believe, has now been closed for construction renovation work, as far as I can see. The last meeting we've had on this is some time ago. I think it was in 2020 that we met twice to discuss the Aberdeen market. If issues have been raised, and it would be good to get an update on the changes and the final plans for the Aberdeen market, because our residents are asking for what it will look like. So we've received the latest floor plans, and maybe it's good for them to be put on the screen and for RCSD and FEAC to explain what we're going to get. I'd like to raise a few issues that I had a chance to look at the presentation so far. One issue for me still is that the hand washing of the toilets is inside the toilets and not outside the toilets, and people have to touch the door. And if I look at the layout, I can easily imagine those hand wash basins, the toilet hand wash basins, to be outside the toilet, not inside the toilet. It seems to be quite simple change, actually, to place them on the other side of the wall. I know you don't want to do a doorless, although some of the toilets look very simple to have doorless without having any embarrassment, because there is a clear zigzag, so there's no direct sideline inside the toilet, and there seems to be no need for a door. If I look at, say, the basement floor toilet, both doors are unnecessary. And there's no sideline directly into the toilet for both of them. So I think the zigzag and keeping seems to be something can be resolved. But at least put the hand wash basin outside, so people can wash their hands outside, and people can see that the people wash their hands and so on. But also they don't have to touch the common door handles. Despite the nano treatment, that's not a very safe option. I'm a little bit confused also about the capacity for refuse handling. Looking at these floor plans, I just wonder, you know, where's the glass? Where is the paper? Where's the metals? Where is the foam is in the basement altogether? Seems to be quite a long way if you have to push these styrofoam boxes through two doors to get them into the compacting machine, and then get the materials out again. I don't know where the storage space is, but it seems to be quite complicated to get the styrofoam boxes in and out of that particular facility. So I'm a little bit confused by that. And then I see all the other spaces, but they seem to be indicated here as voids next to number 5 at around the basement, and I just don't know what they're for. But there seems to be more space than indicated. And then finally, it's probably what we haven't discussed, but I put it forward anyway. Government spends millions of dollars on green stores where people can bring their recyclables. And I look at the market rental rate for a stall in a market, and your market rental rates are much lower than what government pays for a green store to have people bring back the recyclables. So why is there in the market not a space where people bring back their recyclables? So why is FEASD not supporting EPD with space for recycling? A lot of people come to the market, they leave home, they can bring their recyclables with them, go to the market, drop their recyclables, and then pick up their fresh food. But I don't understand the disconnect between market and EPD. So if FEASD is providing a market, why not have space where people can bring back recycling materials in a, because the market itself generates recyclables and refuse. So it should be very easy to have a public facing facility as well for recycling materials, so a green store in the market. In fact, I think that every market in Hong Kong that is under your command should have a green store. Because why pay millions of dollars for the green store in the shopping street when everybody goes shopping in the market and there's no green store? So I'd like to, that I understand there's a new proposition here, because I did not mention that last time, but maybe that the departments can run us through these proposals here and these layouts and the details, and we can learn more.
好，唔該。咁咧就除咗我想問翻機構嗰度咧，就除咗附件二同埋附件三書面回覆嗰啲內容之外，你哋仲有冇咩其他嘢補充？或者頭先司馬文議員話嗰個平面圖嗰度有啲嘢可能要解釋一下，咁你哋會唔會解釋？嚇，請你解釋一下嗰個平面圖。
Thank you. We'll let the consultant to explain a little bit on the layout.
For the issue related to the wash hand basin and also the toilet door, because this is a renovation work.
Sorry, Chairman, I couldn't hear you. 我聽唔到啊，大聲少少。
哦，好啊，麻煩可以對住個麥啊，唔該你。
Speak Chinese because I have a good translator.
Okay. 關於個頭先議員問嘅嗰個洗手盆啦，同埋個門嗰個問題咧，咁樣因為依個咧，我哋係一個renovation 的工程啦，咁樣咁我哋喺一個現有嘅建築物入邊咧，我哋除咗喺結構上邊啦，同埋喺一啲機電上邊咧，我哋俾咗好大限制我哋，而且喺入邊嘅嗰個 circulation 啦，即係嗰個人流啊，嗰個通道嗰方面咧，亦都有一定嘅要求。咁所以考慮到咁上以上咁多嘅限制咧，咁我哋真係要作出一個平衡，而廁所咁樣，我哋亦都係喺呢一個廁所嗰個間隔啦，同埋個數目上啦，我哋做咗一個平衡喺度。咁樣咧，如果你話係真係要俾一個，我哋係好，因為個人流比較多，我哋考慮到咧，如果係做個廁所係冇門咁樣咧，咁我哋真係好有一個好大嘅考慮咧，就係會唔會有一個 privacy， 即係一個私隱嘅問題，可以望到入個廁所咧？依個係我哋係。一個好大嘅考慮嚟嘅，咁咁話佢哋喺個將嗰個洗手盆放翻喺出邊咧，依個咧亦都我哋係一個考慮咁樣。如果你話我放咗喺出邊嘅咁樣，我哋話好多其他嘅因素，我哋都要考慮。譬如話我哋係要有啲清潔啊，同埋有一啲衞生上嘅考慮咧，咁我哋都要考慮到，所以考慮到咁樣，所以咧我哋去到最後咧，我哋都係放翻個咁多個洗手盆喺翻個廁所入。咁樣關於嗰個頭先提過個嗰個 recycle 嗰啲嗰三個箱啦，即係有紙啊、膠啊同埋玻璃依三個箱嘅咧，咁依度咧咁樣我哋都可以考慮，我哋都可以揾一個位咧咁樣放落去。
其實我哋預咗個位。
其實我哋係預咗一個位置放落去嘅，你等下，level two， 喺我哋去翻二樓係 level two， 唔係依個下落一層，落一層，再落一層，哦，睇下先，喺個 lift 嗰度。
系
啦，系啦，系啦，我哋咧亦都系喺十五嗰个位嗰度咧，我哋亦都系放咗一啲循环嗰啲回收箱喺度嘅吓。 咁我哋係基本上係有準備到，不過就係依一個流程。咁因為咧，成個平面圖咧，我哋主力我哋都係要俾個佈局大家睇。咁依啲嘢咧，可能話我哋係顯示得唔係咁冇著眼地去顯示依一樣嘢咯。咁其實而家我就話翻俾大家聽，喺十五嗰個位嗰度，我哋係有依啲嘢嘅。咁頭先議員問嗰三個問題，咁我都答咗噶啦。
Yeah, Chairley, I'd like to follow through because I believe that the consultants are absolutely talking nonsense here. I mean, what is this nonsense about hygiene related to wash basins? There are wash basins outside the toilet in some locations already, so there's no hygiene problem with the wash basin outside the toilet. You have them in other locations. So the question is, the wash basins of the toilet, can they be outside the door? People go for a pee, I don't know whether they wash their hands, and then they touch the door, and then they come outside. Why can there not be a wash basin outside? Many of the restaurants now do that. It is COVID times. If I look at the plans, I can easily see locations where you can have the wash basins outside. I just don't understand your argument, because it doesn't make sense that there is a hygiene issue by putting wash basins outside. You have wash basins outside at the cooked food area. You have wash basins outside at the hand washing station, at the staircase. You have them already. There is no hygiene problem with the hand wash basin outside. So I think that you have to try harder. Then when I talk about recycling station, I don't talk about a bin. I talk about a green store. So, you know, if I'd like to have an honest discussion here with the government, but if there's no attempt to give me an honest answer and a good answer, then I don't want to talk to you. I'd like to have a serious discussion with you. So if you want to work with me and do seriously, fine. But I'm not, okay, then not. And why waste our time?
Paul, guys. 請問有沒有再提問的，或者有沒有人有沒有部門再回應？食環署，麻煩
多謝主席。關於一些回收業的問題呢，因為基於是環保署的範疇，所以環保署牽頭呢就是做一個附近咁樣，即係唯一個地方係適合環保嘅行業做個鋪頭嘅。因為街市嘅定位咧就唔係一個環保行業啦，亦都冇一個即係適合同埋咧就可以足夠位置咧去做個回收嘅行業嘅。咁所以暫時咧街市就即係冇可能咧做一個地方就俾回收業啊同環保業咧開一個鋪頭，就回收一啲嘅杯樽啊、塑膠等等嘅。咁至於咧就係、是、洗手間外邊咧，咁其實即係我哋嘅門咧同埋門柄裏邊咧都加即係納米塗層嚟防止病菌啊同埋病毒嘅。亦都我哋會建議咧喺洗手間外邊增設一啲酒精嘅潔手液咧，俾啲市民咧同大眾使用嘅。多謝大家。
好，唔該。咁其他顧問公司嗰邊或者其他有冇補充？因為剛才司馬文議員說那個洗手間問題，有沒有些特別的補充？其實呢，我們看看，即其實一路跟下來呢，當然現在司馬文議員就提出這個建議啦，但是在早前其實部門那裡已經是諮詢過我們的了。那我們其實在上一幾次提出一些意見呢，我看回今次這裡呢，其實有即都改善了很多的了，比以前即第一個初稿在2020年的初稿已經改善了很大。那就看看大家即剛才司馬文議員提出那個意見，看看你們那個可不可行，因為我都知道現在那個街市已經是動工的了。那如果你們即可以接納，即暫時接納了司馬文議員那個意見，當然你們要回去要研究，如果有些什麼可行的訊息或者研究出來的方案，你可以交回給我們秘書處。 因為我都知而家你哋已經封曬牆，已經動工。如果而家可能要改，睇下你哋嗰個可行性可唔可以咯？我意見就係咁樣，唔知司馬文議員有咩意見呢？
I'm happy for government and consultants to go back, but I just heard the comment made at the other side of the room. I'm not sure we're going to get fresh thinking, but it's.And also the suggestion that FEHD is not responsible for green stores, but EPD is. You know, this is a problem we have in government, that one department says it's not my shoulder, but it's his the other shoulder. And between FEHD and EPD, we have to be lucky that now the EPD is taking over the three-collar bins, and from FEHD, and they're also going to take over all the rubbish collection from FEHD. Maybe it's all good that we're making those changes.But that doesn't mean that when we have a market that you can say, oh, I don't need a green store. Buy and rent another shop next door. Pay 100 times more than you pay for my space. So how many markets does the government have? How many of these markets can have green stores in them? These are popular locations for people to go shopping. Very easy for them to bring the recyclables back. But if he says, oh, it's not my responsibility...That's a silly response. And I hope that we have made our point today and that government can think about it and return, come back, as the chair lady suggested, and give us a better response than they've given today. So I look forward to receiving a better response.
好啊，好啊。咁係啦，就我諗頭先請梁俊議員，唔該。
多謝主席。我首先我想在我讲我的事情之前呢，咁司马文议员讲嗰个提议呢，即係叫 Green Store， 其实我觉得你哋又唔使咁快 say no 嘅，咁即係可以倾下带俾处方，起码第日未来有啲咁嘅方向，唔好完全即係觉得可能我哋街市就係卖餸咁。咁可能呢啲 idea 第日有用呢，就算你客用唔到，我觉得唔需要咁快 say no 住嘅，可以同处方倾倾。不过讲返我正题先，喺个二楼已经二楼设计图则右下角11有个新增的育婴室 New Baby Care Room， 就在个厕所隔离的，咁啊隔离有座位啦，但我系咪睇错嗰个门口咧？系咪就系对住呢个非食物类干货档啊？系唔系就咁面对面？我一开门我就系见到铺头咁，但系即系冇遮冇掩，系咪咁嘅情况嚟噶？因为即係啲女士去到浴巾室，咁可能我唔知你間房係咪係 cap 即係 capable 去俾人哋有啲雜魚啊情嘅行為啊，或者各類啦、啊。咁會唔會有啲即係遮掩好啲？你哋擺得喺呢個位咧，你好似係人都望到入去咁，一開門又即係呢個情況係點㗎？我想問，即係完全冇遮冇掩，一開就係望到曬咁定係點㗎？
好啊，唔該，建築署嗰度可唔可以解釋下嗰個平面圖？
我首先解釋，我首先講翻啦，其實嗰個育嬰室嗰度咧，我哋咧係有門嘅，咁樣嗰只咧係一隻趟門嚟嘅。咁樣你話係咪對住嗰個 market 呢？咁其實嗰度嘅係對住嗰個 market 嘅，咁但係佢開無論係開門同埋閂門嘅時候呢，咁我都相信佢已經係一般嘅媽咪呢，佢已經係整理好曬咁樣出返去㗎啦。咁而呢個育嬰室呢，嗰、那個應該有嘅設施呢，我哋都係有提供到㗎。
其實我想在這裡補充，其實我們的主要的設計那個育嬰室的話是有門的，所以變成做那個私隱度的話可以在那裡已經是維持了這樣的了，那是補充這件事。
好啊，麻煩梁俊議員。
不好意思啊，各位來的朋友，我就直接啲講啦，不如我諗我啱啱講得太婉轉啦，可能大家唔好明白，即係冇一個育嬰室咧係會對住一啲好多人行啊，甚至有人企住檔攤對住嘅地方望住噶嘛，即係你明唔明啊？即係我梗係知道你有門啦，如果你冇門，直情係即係唔會咁搞笑嘅，我覺得。咁但係點解你哋係咪完全冇空間去擺一啲譬如佢面對牆啊，或者啲 corridor 啊？即係咁人哋去使用嗰樣嘢個心理都好緊要㗎嘛，即係我入去我就要幾千隻眼，仲要你唔知道對面嗰兩個檔攤旺唔旺喎， 可能佢咁啱即係唔好意思不幸啊，冇乜生意，咁就永遠都望住嗰棟門嘅啫，就望住你入去，哦，崩奶咁，可能有人就又唔好又笑下咁樣，即係咁你會唔會使用率就變得好低咧？咁啊好奇怪咯，同埋點解係咪完全冇空間去搞呢樣嘢咧？如果係咁，你早啲同我哋講，咁可能我哋接受你，可能啊你話你搞唔到啊，或者咁，但係冇理由喺個最開揚嘅位做嘅喎，即係全世界都唔會喺個最開揚嘅位去做呢啲咁嘅做經室嘅喎。但或者如果是真的你必須要放這個地方，你有沒有一些措施，或者你有沒有一些方法可以令他們即可能交一塊板，有些 corridor 單行著走廊進去之類，讓人們舒服一點呢，心理上即這件事不是洗手間來的嘛，好嗎？謝謝主席。
好，謝謝。請部門可不可以將這個圖這個位置，可不可以有些空間要改一改這個位置呢？
剛才其實我們都答司馬文議員的問題的時候呢，我們都說了其實我們現在這個工程呢是在一個現有的建築物裡面，我們在空間上啊，還有一些 circulation 那方面呢，我們受到一個很大的限制。那大家你看到我們也都我們呢是要在一些檔攤那裡呢，我們都有也都是要提供一些足夠的地方。那所以呢這個位置呢，我們是你要去使用的這個街市的人是要比較是方便啲啦，咁樣我哋都係睇到呢個係一個比較係喺個方便性同嘅使用啦，即係成個街市嘅嘅嚟購物嘅人啦嘅使用啦，係會比較係好啲嘅。我哋都喺之前咧，喺設計上咧，我哋都試過唔同嘅方案噶啦。咁去到最後咧，呢個咧係喺個使用性咧係會係方便啲嘅。所以我哋去到最後都係就選用咗呢一個設計方向咯。
同埋呢度我都想補充一點啦，其實我哋都明白到議員個關注咁樣，其實嗰個隱蔽程度嘅話咧，我哋都盡量去到maintain去到嘅。但係點解會擺喺度咧？其實實際上個環境嘅話咧，嗰個佈局啊，我哋其他嘅檔口嘅 number 嘅數量嘅話咧，我哋有啲限制。咁我哋如果大家都可以諗到，如果話加啲出面加啲遮掩阻住嘅話呢，你都會有地方要入到去㗎嘛。咁嗰度亦都會 occupy 一啲咁嘅空間。咁因此喺咁嘅考慮之下嘅話呢，咁我哋就而家個位置就擺咗喺呢度㗎嘛。咁我亦都明白到議員嗰個對於個隱蔽度嗰個關注嗰樣嘢咁樣嘅。咁我哋就係喺進入呢個讀經室啊，嗰啲個門嗰度嚟到做啲供給啦，做啲提供啦。
好，
好，
梁俊
宇。唔好意思啊，主席，我多次發言，唔好意思，我真係好快釐清埋最後一點嘅。我見到洗手間啦，有男廁女廁啦，同一層啦，隔離就應該係咪一個雙層廁所？咁如果呢個位置咁會唔會咁咪有塊板遮住？如果假設你個男女廁，我唔知點解你即係我唔肯定啦。男廁一邊噶嘛，而家女廁喺比較入口嘅地方，咁你調轉個男女廁個女廁隔離，可能係個浴經室咁又得唔得咧？咁你將個層次掉翻出去又可唔可行咧？即係咁，我明白你限咪專限化，我理解嘅，即係有難度嘅。咁但係都要盡量堅固一啲，即係如果我好怕咧整咗出嚟。但是人又不敢用或者又不用那沒意思嘛，都即是有沒有這些空間可以調一調的位置，其實可能做到，有沒有可以再研究一下的空間呢？還是你們覺得這幅圖已經你們其實即是想過很多晚，即是攝高枕頭都搞不定，那沒辦法了，有沒有辦法再想想啊？麻煩主席。
好，麻煩部門或者咁樣啦，係啦，部門有冇回應？
我回應翻頭先議員問嘅問題啦。其實咧，喺我喺兩個喺個男廁、女廁 兩個育嬰室同埋一個傷殘人士用嘅廁所。喺依幾個設施入面咧，我哋曾經係做過好多個唔同嘅設計方案嘅。咁樣咧去到最後，我哋要平衡翻，我哋總共要俾幾多個洗手間啦？傷殘人士的廁所我們要給足夠的地方，同埋個兩個浴浴室我亦都係有個標準我要去跟啦。喺咁嘅情形下，我亦都要考慮埋出面我要有一個條走廊，兩旁一個兩旁我要俾翻一啲一個足夠闊度嘅走道去俾市民去購物啦。咁樣在咁多個考慮下，我哋做咗一個平衡出嚟。重要考慮一樣嘢就係、是、大家睇到藍色 dot 一點點線嗰度咧，就係、是、我哋係要仲要俾啲位置人家喺度坐嘅添。咁樣俾老人家坐啊，或者俾細路仔坐啊，咁樣嘅。我考慮曬咁多個因素咧，同埋我哋要提供嘅設施咧，我哋就做咗個平衡。咁我哋就出咗依一個方案。我哋並不是係冇詳細考慮過嘅，依一個係，而我哋亦都要跟足每一個設施嘅標準嚇。咁、我希望答到啊議員嘅問題啦。
好，咁就啦，或者其實咧，我哋頭先兩位議員頭先提出嘅意見咧。咁我諗能都知道而家呢個街市嘅難度改都係有一個難度嘅。咁但我覺得即係提出啲意見咧，如果係能夠係可行嘅咧，就都好希望能夠係可以改得到，或者有啲少少嘅微調咧，咁希望都可以調到咧，就可以解決到即係日後有啲人啲心理啊，即係女性嘅心理狀況啦。咁另外就算譬如話頭先司馬文議員所講嘅嗰個環保嗰個問題咧，咁其實可以將來譬如真係今次未能可以解決到改到嘅，都希望能夠下次有啲街市再改動嗰陣時咧，可能跨部門咧就可以都可以研究嗰種呢個方案嘅。咁我都唔會再逐樣去再講噶啦。咁希望大家聽咗我哋議員嘅意見咧，就可以盡量可以有所改善啦。唔該曬。咁如果係冇乜特別，我就會結束呢個議程噶啦。唔該曬。跟住咧就係、是、第結束議程四，唔該曬部門。結束議程四。